on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Reports that the mayor of Umhlanga local municipality, Xolani Ngwezi, has been arrested on corruption-related charges have been rubbished. Newswatch's Andile Totetsi has compiled this report.
The North Coast municipality has labelled the claims against Ngwezi as false and baseless. Instead, it says the mayor was elected by the Richards Bay police on Tuesday that a case of crime and injury had been opened against him. According to police, the case relates to alleged defamatory statements Ngwezi made about another person during an interview. In a statement, the city says the mayor, through his lawyers, has denied all allegations. Earlier today, the ANC in KZN released a statement saying Ngwezi was arrested for corruption. ANC spokesperson Fanele Sibisi says they've heard a leaked voice recording in which Ngwezi is allegedly heard demanding a cut from a contract. The party urged the IFP to distance itself from allegations that the mayor extorted a municipal service provider. Ngwezi is expected to appear in court tomorrow on the crime and injury charges. Andile Totetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And 10 critically endangered black rhinos have been successfully moved from KZN to Mozambique. The Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment says the move is in an effort to protect South Africa's rhinos. Officials are now reintroducing them into safe habitats to boost breeding and restore ecosystems. The translocation of these 5 males and 5 females marks the return of the black rhino to the Zinave National Park after 50 years. Deputy Environment Minister Narend Singh says it's a major milestone, but more still needs to be done.
I think the problem that we're having, not only in KwaZulu-Natal, but in many of our game parks around the country, is a human-wildlife conflict. At Madikwe in the northwest, here there are conflicts in the Ulundi area, Ulundi-Abakulusi area.
And AfriForum has welcomed the UK government's decision to deny EFF leader Julius Malema a visa, citing his extremist rhetoric and support for groups like Hamas. The UK referenced Malema's 2022 Equality Court testimony during AfriForum's case on the Kill the Boer chant. AfriForum's Ernst van Zyl says the decision aligns with global efforts to hold extremist politicians accountable.
AfriForum undertakes to intensify our international campaigns against Malema and other extremist politicians.
And on the international front, Air India's claimed its Boeing plane that crashed last week was well maintained. Indian authorities are yet to detail what caused the Dreamliner destined for the UK to crash to the ground. Over 270 people in the plane and on the ground were killed. One person survived. Investigators are in the process of attempting to retrieve data from the plane's black box. The airline says that no problems were detected with the jet before the disaster. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23 tomorrow, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Vincent Chituka has been named as the Hollywood Bets Sharks Player of the Year. Ben Stokes says it was an easy decision to pick Ollie Pope to bat at 3 for the first test against India. And the Fin Cup is back as the Dolphins take on the Sharks in a T20 on the 17th of August.